Luminescence, the light that grows and never goes out, began today with the lighting of our chalice. We continue now by lighting 5 more candles. Each one represents a spiritual idea that guides us and transforms the world. The 5 candles represent honoring the source of spirit, the strength and importance of diversity, the value of self-reflection, the importance of action, and our intention to pass along a legacy. We look more deeply into each of these spiritual ideas. As we light each candle, we invite you to rekindle your inspiration. Think about what comes up for you as you reflect on the spiritual idea that each candle represents. What actions do you already take, large or small, to bring more light and kindness to the world? What encouragement or support do you need to take, a new step or a new beginning, to renew your commitment to our shared values? How would you like to work on imparting a share of your light to others, and thereby further grow the light inside of you? As each candle is lit, consider how your intentions will shape the year that is to come for you and our community. So, we light the first candle. First candle represents the light within ourselves. We kindle this candle from our common chalice. This first of the 5 candles represents the source of spirit that lives within all of us and within all that is. In Unitarian Universalism, each individual determines for themselves what that light is and where it may come from. From a scientific perspective, the light can be viewed as being enveloping and as awesome as the light of the sun that powers all that we know on Earth. And from a personal and spiritual perspective, it could be as intimate as the still small voice that is an ever-present glow within each of us. From wherever it comes, the light within us gives us spirit. It touches others. It drives our creativity and love. It radiates from each of us. And collectively, it radiates outward from each person. It is the spirit of life, the essence behind all things. Together, we offer the prayer that will be shown on the screen. For those in the auditorium, please join with me. In this season and in all to come, may we honor the source of light which resides within me and within all that is. This first candle was lit from our common chalice. All the rest of the candles throughout the service will in turn be kindled from the chalice or from this first candle. This embodies to us that a small single candle can strengthen and grow into being a community of lights. And then after all 5 of the candles in our altar candelabrum are lit, you'll all be lighting your own candles from it. So in this way, the light from all these candles will have blossomed from the seed of our single chalice flame.
We light the second candle, which is for the light within all that is. There is a light within all beings. This recognition leads us directly to deep gratitude for all that surrounds us. As we consider all the variety that surrounds us, this ultimately leads us into a profound appreciation of our diversity. For the light that is within those who are different from ourselves in some way, and yet who are also the same as us in so many ways. If we do not look deeply enough, we may be misled into the thinking that the light that we see around us is all alike. But when we look more closely, as when light shines through a prism, we see clearly all the individual colors that make up the entirety. As we recognize the beauty of each of the individual colors of the rainbow, we know to also cherish the beauty of the differences between the people who form our community, our congregation, and our world. This candle stands for the importance of recognizing diversity, sometimes seen, sometimes not, in all that we experience. We affirm that this is the beautiful tapestry of differences between us all, which gives strength and balance to the totality, to the single integrated community of all life. Together we offer the prayer that's shown on the screen. In this season and in all to come, may I discern and celebrate the nuances of color, shape, and perspective that come from the light which resides within me and within all that is.
Now, one of the things I appreciate most about this holiday and the reason that I look forward to it, one of the reasons every year, is that we get to hear and sing the songs that were created specifically for luminescence. So please stand as you are willing and able and join us in singing the song, Luminescence. Sounded wonderful. Please have a seat. So far, we've lit two candles. To review, the first symbolizes the light that's inside of each of us. The second is a recognition of the beauty and value of diversity. As we light these candles, what seed of light is growing inside you? What might you want to do or continue doing in the coming year to honor the values being represented? We now light the third candle, which is for reflection. This third candle represents light's reflection as from a mirror. We look into the mirror and we examine how well we are living up to our higher ideals. We take joy in all that we've achieved. And we acknowledge what we have not accomplished. We take stock of our spiritual growth. We realize that we need to be kind to ourselves and sometimes forgive ourselves for mistakes or disappointments so that we can grow beyond them. We remind ourselves to periodically cast our gaze on important things that we may be just too busy to otherwise look at. This candle calls us to reflect deeply upon our very being. Then moving outward, this This reflection candle reminds us of the value of recognizing the larger essence that we're part of, to do our best to comprehend our responsibility in our community and in the greater society around us. Together, we offer the prayer that will be shown on the screen. In this season and in all to come, may I reflect deeply upon that that is growing in understanding of the light which resides within me and within all that is.
This fourth candle is for refocusing, empowering, and acting on our values. It represents us refocusing our light as through a lens. It embodies the empowerment of ourselves through action. By bending the arc of justice, we can work toward creating transformation at all levels. On a personal level, we can work at changing ourselves for the better. Reaching outside of ourselves, we can enhance the lives of others and take action to help heal the world. So the fourth candle reminds us that through refocusing our light, we can uplift ourselves and create a beacon that magnifies around us. It reminds us that we are a community united by the joy of helping others. Together we offer the prayer that's shown on the screen. In this season and in all to come, may I be moved to redirect that which is through conscious refocusing of the light which resides within me and within all that is.
We light this fifth candle, which is for renewal and commitment. In these candle lightings, we've honored the light that resides within ourselves, as well as within every other being and individual. We understand the need to search within, as well as to refocus ourselves onto the tasks of transforming what is into a better what will be. Now we renew our commitment to work toward passing along these values to others, especially to the next generation. When we were creating the outline for this holiday, we initially had only four candles. Eleanor McGrew, who passed away a little more than a year ago, asked us to consider adding a fifth candle. Eleanor was a teacher, and she felt that it's important to not only model the values we cherish, which is indeed extremely important, but that it's also crucial for us to make sure we're imparting these values to future generations. So now with this fifth candle, we gratefully acknowledge that our efforts are supported on the shoulders of those who have come before us. And in turn, we hope that our efforts will help to support those who will come after. This candle reminds us of the everlasting impact of what we do. We recognize that we are on a mission that we hope will outlast us. Together, we offer the prayer that's shown on the screen. In this season and in all to come, may I be ever faithful to the highest good that may be, in honor of the source of light which resides within me and within all that is. So all the candles that we've lit today symbolize something that we want to ideally accomplish within ourselves. These are values that have love in the center. We want to promote values within our communities and to have them expand outward to the world as well as to future generations. To go over it one more time, from the first candle, we honor the light that gives us spirit. From the second, we recognize the light that manifests in all beings, and we appreciate the diversity that makes things wonderful. From the third, we know to regularly examine how our light is faring. From the fourth, we refocus our light and efforts toward achieving and promoting justice. These first four values from today's ceremony have already been part of Unitarian Universalism, as well as many other faiths in the world. We are just recasting them in a slightly different way, like how looking at the same precious jewel from a different perspective can sometimes reveal new truths. So then, from the fifth candle, we resolve to pass these truths on to those who will carry them forward. Ours is a living tradition. That means that we're growing and changing as the needs of the world shift and change. Within our unity and in this radiant light, let us honor all our paths that lead to higher ideals. Remember that as author and child development authority L.R. Nost wrote, "The broken world waits in darkness for the light that is you." So let's take a moment to meditate. Consider placing your feet squarely on the floor and focus on your breathing. Close your eyes if that's comfortable for you. While you do that, let's take a few moments to think about what steps we can take to implement the values we share. We recognize that what has drawn many of us to this faith is the action that we take in the realms of enhancing our own spirituality, in helping to create beloved community, and in social justice. So we ask you to consider whether the values that any of these candles represent bring up an intention or action in your mind. What acts of kindness and generosity might be part of your daily life now would you like to continue doing? What new acts of kindness and generosity might you be inspired to start doing for the first time? Is there maybe an act of charity or a forgiveness or a new tolerance that you hope to enact? Please take a moment to think about it. Don't express them out loud, but let's take a moment to meditate.